Before we do that, let's have a chat to Mark Milligan, who is a name well known to sports fans across the nation because he's a former Socceroos captain and has come back home to play with MacArthur FC, the new team in the Hyundai A-League in the 2021 season. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Going really well. Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate your time. And boy, this was good news for the A-League when this was announced that you were going to be coming and being the star signing for MacArthur FC. Why are you coming back to MacArthur?
First and foremost, I think as these strange times continue, I think a lot of people have obviously been affected by COVID, and it was no different for us over in the UK. And when we decided to come back, we decided it had to be something long term. After sitting down with Ante and having a good chat through things and what he wanted for the club and things like that, I thought it was a good fit for me. I wanted to come back and I want to see the A-League successful. I think that the best way to help at the moment is to help make MacArthur successful.
Are you worried about the A-League?
I think going forward, it looks to be in a much better place. I think the fact that they've been able to get it off the ground and continue to finish the season was very good and very important in terms of the TV rights and things like that. I think they needed to put the product back on show, and I think the players have done a wonderful job in the return. So I think going forward, I think it's in a lot stronger place than it was at the beginning of all this COVID stuff.
Now, I must confess, Mark, I think there was a fair bit of hope, including from us, that you may have gone back to the Victory. But was that ever a possibility? Or, as you said, that whole idea of a long-term deal but also starting something new was something that was really attractive to you?
Look, to be honest, the main motivation behind that was, probably my kids, to be honest. They've given a lot over the years. And yep. I haven't always made it easy on them travelling around and things like that. So I have a lot of family in Sydney, and as much as I wanted to keep playing and do what was good for me in my football career, it was time for me to give a little bit back to them. And Sydney had to be, Sydney for me was a more obvious choice in terms of being able to set them up and give them some time with their family as well.
So I want to know, how many different countries have you actually played soccer in? So you're talking about the sacrifices you have to make, your family has to make for you to do what you do, and over your career, how many places have you played?
Too many, mate. Too many. I've got one. My eldest daughter was born in Japan. My middle, Audrey, was born in Melbourne, and my youngest was born in Abu Dhabi. And after that, I've been to Saudi and UK.
Right.
Bit of Scottish Premier League action there. It's unbelievable.
That's right. So outside of Australia, where's the favourite place for you to have played football? But not just playing football, but living in a society, I guess.
Look, Japan was very, very good to us. As I said, I had my first child there, and I spent a good 3 years there, and I think the football there taught me a lot from that side of things. I think the game taught me a lot. Maybe that was the age I was at. Maybe that was the country. Maybe that was the players. But I think from a footballing point of view, the 3 years I had in Japan before I came back to Victory were very important in my footballing development. And it was a lovely place to live. My wife still speaks about Japan and their culture and especially the food there. The food there was amazing. So, look, I think if I had to pick probably one place, and we went through some hard times there as well, experiencing the earthquake, the massive earthquake they had, and things like that. So it wasn't always easy there, but I think now that I sort of look back and I had to pick somewhere outside of Australia from a footballing point of view and lifestyle, Japan was probably the best for us.
Sounds like a nice place. My sister lived there as well. She said it's a fantastic place to live. But you're back in the A-League with MacArthur. You mentioned Ante before. Ante Milicic has got the job as the coach of MacArthur FC. And you've got some really good signings as well. Tommy Orr and Adam Federici alongside you, which are well-known names in Australian football. Is it enough to, or do you think you're a chance to sort of come on the scene really quickly and contend to be a finals team, MacArthur? Is it too early to tell?
Especially you know, being such a long lead into the season, obviously the A-League at the moment is sort of starting to wind up and head into finals time. You know, we're going to start training at the beginning of next month, so it gives Ante a long time with the squad. And you know, I know there's a lot of players that haven't been announced and are close or on the radar. So look, I think when you get that much time with a team and knowing Ante, he's very you know, methodical in the way that he prepares. So I think having that 3 months, you know, will definitely give us a good platform leading into the start of next season.
And your relationship with Ante, was that one of the clinches?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, probably the main thing for me is that, you know, Ante, he's very thorough in what he does. And, you know, when we sat down and we were having the discussion about, you know, how much longer I wanted to play for and things like that, you know, he knew better than I did how many games I've played over the last three seasons each season and all my statistics. And, you know, it sort of reiterated to me how switched on he is and how thorough he is in how he does things. And, you know, that sort of the way that he goes about things appeals to me as a player.
Well, I reckon the A-League will be wrapped to have you back, and a new team in town is going to create some great energy as well up there in New South Wales and the A-League full stop. And to have you leading the charge, Mark, is going to be a wonderful thing. We can't wait to see it in action. Looking forward to the build-up in the off-season as well. We appreciate your time and welcome home.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.